John Wicks of the Records, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
The Zelos Saxophone Quartet performs at 7:30 p.m. Friday, December 3rd at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. They're putting on a holiday concert of American masterworks ranging from William Grant Still to tangos from Astor Piazzolla. That's the Zelos Saxophone Quartet. Friday, December 3rd at the Bridge Street Theater. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Volusia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I am Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
Come listen to Catskill Cabin Getaway on WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
That's the third Thursday each month.
Or you can listen to our podcasts. Just go to WGXC/something.
It's Catskill Cabin Getaway, I guess. I don't know. Let's check it out.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with music including the Dickies, New Order, the General Mills Monster Mascots, and a new song from The Cure, plus more. Firstly, some geek speak. Before going into some seismic Doctor Who news, short spoilery review of the Jodie Whittaker finale, The Power of the Doctor. Perfectly okay, enjoyed it. Any issues I have are minor. I won't bore anyone with a long rant about respected and expanded universe canon, which looking back has been a Chibnall issue, while Davis and Moffat, to different degrees, managed to avoid it, former even citing some cases, just saying that while one shouldn't let continuity get in the way of good story, and the expanded universe is secondary to the show, the same story could be told with the same emotional resonance of Ace and Tegan coming back without ignoring and contradicting what the audios have done with them. Still, Chibnall landed the plane okay. The surprise appearances of most of the surviving classic series Doctors was great, as was the presence of Ian and Victoria in the companion support group at the end. And I'm even more hopeful for the inevitable Big Finish audio play redemption tour for Jodie. So, fourth best of the modern series regenerations, but more because the only one I actually really disliked was Matt Smith's. I'm even not too put out by the long wait ahead of us until we find out why the new Doctor is wearing a familiar face, which leads us to the actual news. So, David Tennant is the first double-dip Doctor, occupying the 10th and 14th slots of the Doctor incarnation checklist. Three specials starring him, the returning Catherine Tate as Donna Noble, and Neil Patrick Harris is probably the Celestial Toymaker, will air in a year over November for the 60th anniversary. With the teaser also giving us the first glimpse and line from 15th Doctor Nakuji Gatwa. And while there's no concrete day, it's been officially said Gotwell will make his full debut over next year's festive season, indicating those rumors of a holiday special on top of the 60th trilogy could be true, and one hopes the full season will follow on pretty soon after. One imagines it'll give the other rumor now more truthful than we imagined and maybe feared. Because on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Gotwa announced that starting next year, Disney Plus will be the international home base for the TARDIS. As I went into when I first passed on the rumors, I have some slight discomfort while recognizing how hypocritical that is, given how much of their content I consume, and that when I began admitting several years ago the show needed some major changes to survive, this included the possibility of bringing some Hollywood cash in. Hell, given how things have turned out, my original choice for potential partner, Warner's, would be far worse. I'll take Chapek over Zaslav any day. At the end of the day, the BBC still owns and has ultimate control over the property. Additionally, there's Bad Wolf Productions. And this is through the Mouse's licensed show arm, Disney-branded television. They will have some creative input, though. Understandable, as this does include some of that Disney money being pumped into the show to bring it up to the same level as, well, pretty much every streaming show everywhere. Then there's a press statement saying the goal is to transform Who into a global franchise on an unprecedented scale. And, well, Russell T. Davis was saying even before he came back they should still be pumping out spin-offs, like they were in the second golden age of the late aughties, given that's a model for every major genre IP now. To sum up, in the words of the Ringmaster from Sylvester McCoy classic The Greatest Show in the Galaxy, you ain't seen nothing yet. And while I don't think we'll be getting any crossovers with Disney-owned IP soon, can't help but note the Doctor did materialize around the margins of the Marvel Universe back when they held his comic license, like serving as unintentional transport for Death's Head from the Transformers verse to drop him off atop the Fantastic Four headquarters. And RTD did make a cheeky comment about multiverses being all the rage when hinting at his future plans, so who knows. What we do know is Deadline and Variety quickly confirmed Jeff Schneider's report on the Hot Mic podcast that the next series spinning out of WandaVision is Vision Quest, which will see Paul Bettany return as a rebuilt White Vision that took off after the battle-turned-philosophical debate with his recreated original self to begin a new journey of self-discovery. The name is taken from the original West Coast Avengers storyline that saw the Synthezoid dismantled by the government and reset to his original cold, emotionless self, tripping the first domino in his wife's first breakdown. A writer's room is being gathered under WandaVision and Agatha showrunner Jacques Schaefer, and there are rumors Elizabeth Olsen will reprise her role as Wanda in some manner. Speaking of Agatha all along, The Hollywood Reporter reports Catherine Hahn's Coven of Chaos will include Aubrey Plaza in an unknown role. Back to that Hot Mic report, reports from the early screenings of Wakanda Forever debunked rumors Dr. Doom would make his debut via cameo. Snyder saying his sources tell him the Latverian Monarch won't be the main villain in the fourth attempt at getting Fantastic Four right. Understandable, as he was in all four previous movies. Better to tease him as the Joker was in Batman Begins and The Batman. And while I could see them deciding they'd rather get Galactus right, anything's better than a cloud, I'm predicting a Nihilus. But there is multiverse saga big bad slash possible Richard's descendant Kang, and my dark horse candidate, given how important he was to both Secret Wars, would be Molecule Man. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II is going from a god among Watchmen and the Stinger and Aquaman's side to an ion-powered Man of Wonder. THR broke he's set to star in the Wonder Man miniseries. The Illuminati quickly followed that Bob Odenkirk is in talks to play a key role, speculating it'll likely be actor turned talent agent turned criminal mastermind Neil Saroyan. Oh my god, the Mad Titan just infinity slammed the Sentinel Liberty through the announcer's table! At Triple Mania 30, Lucha Libre AAA Worldwide announced their debut in El Origen de la Mascara, The Origin of the Mask, a Marvel-themed Lucha Libre show on Disney+. Whether this will be worldwide or just in Mexico is unknown, but it follows on from a partnership that began in 2020 with the introduction of Technicos Faces, El Arachno and El Aneda Americana, based on Spider-Man and Captain America, and portrayed by Leah Rush and Daga, battling Rudos, Heels, El Terror Purpura, and El Venonide, based on Thanos and Venom and played by Brian Cage and Black Taurus. For our first set of what are mostly going to be long songs and mixes today, here's pioneer and techno rock on tours Bill Drummond and Jimmy Cotty under their Justified Ancients a Moo Moo identity with Whitney Joins the Jam. That was Whitney Joins the Jams by the Justified Ancients of Moo Moo. Time to give the devil his due. Warner Discovery head Zaslav finally found the great white whale that is their own Kevin Feige, and it turns out it was the guys advising them in the hunt. As of last Tuesday, James Gunn and DC producer Peter Safran became co-heads of DC Studios, overseeing all film, TV, and animation. The wrap followed with news that the DCEU is dead. Long live the DCU, which will be the moniker for the cinematic universe going forward. Arkham Asylum also has a new head. Variety reporting the Staircase creator Anthony Campos will show run the second series in the Batmanverse. And while CWverse head Greg Berlanti is still overseeing the HBO Max Green Lantern series, it'll have to be with a new showrunner. Hollywood Reporter broke that Seth Graham Smith has left the project due to the recent chaos, despite writing all 8 episodes for the projected $120 million show that was to focus mostly on Golden Age Lantern Alan Scott and fan favorite Guy Gardner. The trade passes on from their sources that along with a major budget cut, the show will likely be reworked to focus on Jon Stewart, not that one, the one inspired by Sidney Poitier, who became the Lantern for a generation that grew up with on the classic Audie's Justice League cartoon. Fans can sleep easily now that the Dream King is confirmed to return to Netflix. Following cancellation rumors and an accidental leak on Warner's Twitter regarding a renewal, Netflix officially announced The Sandman Season 2 is a go. They're still coming to get you, Barbara. Deadline reports Village Roadshow Pictures and Chris Romero are shopping a film expanding on Night of the Living Dead. The wording of the original press release is vague, but indicates it's not a straight-up sequel. What is known is they've tapped Sundance Grand Jury Prize-winning director Nkiatu Yuse to direct, with Walking Dead writer LaToya Morgan scripting. Brian Fuller is ready to take us all on a trip to Camp Crystal Lake. As reported by Variety, Peacock has given a straight-to-series order for Friday the 13th prequel series Crystal Lake, with the acclaimed Hannibal and Pushing Daisies creator show running for A24. Fuller quickly clarified to Fangoria just what he can do with the show, understandable given the limits he had retelling the cannibal story and the legal quagmire that's kept the beloved slasher franchise in limbo. Hell, I reported on a potential series with the same premise back in the Tuesday afternoon days, saying A24 has ensured that anything from the Voorhees mythos is available for his use, joking that if they go 10 seasons, he'll be pushing for a trip back into space. Speaking of dancing around rights, THR announced that Reese Frake Waterfield intends to not only follow up his "Lol, it's public domain now, Disney" slasher Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey with a sequel, but is prepping a similar edgy take on J.M. Barrie's Eternal Child. Peter Pan Neverland Nightmare will take advantage of earlier works featuring the character being public domain, as the copyright on the basis for most films, the 1928 play, doesn't expire till next year. Geek Speak ends with a roar, as Toho announced on the recent Godzilla Day they'll be finally releasing their follow-up to 2016's acclaimed Shin Godzilla next November by director Takashi Yamazaki. Getting into some leftover Halloween candy as we head through the bottom of the hour. From a 1979 flexi disc, many apparent were annoyed in the buying. Here's Jim Dukas, Bob McFadden, and Paul Frees as Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry, showing how the monsters go disco.
The Monster Cereals, Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry present The Monsters Go Disco. It's Saturday night at Monster Mansion, and our friends Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry are sitting around feeling frightfully lonely. Let's join them and see if they find a cure for their Saturday night blues.
Another Saturday night rolls around.
Yes, Frankenberry. It's hard to believe that three wild and crazy guys like ourselves sit home alone.
Really, Chocula, I'm bored silly sitting here at Monster Mansion.
Well, maybe it's because you're a boring, silly monster.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, fellas, what are we going to do to cure our Saturday night blues?
I've got the answer, Boo Berry. Let's go disco.
Disco where?
Disco's here, disco's there.
No, disco dancing.
Oh, yes, I can see it now. I'm so light on my feet, I'll boogie all night.
I'm so handsome, all the girls will hustle with me.
After we learn to disco, it's goodbye to sitting home on Saturday nights. We will be the most popular monsters in town.
So what are we waiting for? Let's go disco.
Off go the monsters to learn to disco. Will they burn up the floor when they put on their boogie shoes? Or will their Saturday night sizzle? Fizzle?
Here we are at the hottest disco in town,
the Graveyard Groove.
And there's the DJ, Disco Don.
Oh, my, my, my. Hey, all you groovy guys, gals, and ghouls, are you ready to get down at disco?
Yeah!
Oh, wait a minute, who are you, freaky fella?
I'm Count Chocula.
I'm Frankenberry.
I'm Pooberry.
Well, you better get ready to move and groove, you monster head, because it's time for the Graveyard Groove's Disco King Contest.
Disco King Contest?
Oh, yeah, baby. The best dancer gets to dance all night with the queen of disco. Ta-da! Donna Disco!
Dancer Donna Disco? I'll be the king of the disco.
Oh, no, I will.
All right, Blueberry, you can help me spin these discs. All right, baby. Now, don't spin them through the air, man. Put them on the record player.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Chalk and Frank, it's time to hustle on to the dance floor now for the Disco King Contest. Frankenberry, you're on, baby.
Me? What do I do?
Just move with the beat.
But what song do you want me to spin, Frankenberry?
Something by my favorite group, the Gravestone Five.
All right, Frank and Boogie. Now get out there, baby, and jump and bump. What are you doing?
I'm jumping and bumping.
Oh, wow, man, that's a new dance. You are great, Frank and Boogie. Now, you show us your stuff, Count Chocula.
Blueberry, play something by the Spook Group.
Okay, Chocula, get down and let it roll.
Why are you lying down on the floor and rolling around?
He said to get down and roll.
Oh, it's fantastic. What a dance. You started a whole new dance craze, baby. It's Monster Mania. Everybody's moving to Monster Mania. Hit it, boys.
There's a new craze sweeping the country. Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Hotter than Bob, just Boogie and Hobbit.
Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Jump up and down, then fall on the floor.
Roll around, get up, and do it some more. It's
Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Bigger than disco, baby. Everybody's going for
Monster Mania. Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
All right, baby, the winner of the dance contest is a tie, Frankenberry and Count Chocula. All right, fellas, meet the gorgeous Donna Disco.
Hi, fellas, let's go disco.
Oh, Disco Schmisco, I'm tired.
Me too. This dancing is too exhausting.
Besides, I've worked up quite an appetite. I want to get back to Monster Mansion and have some of my delicious Count Chocula cereal.
I'll have my strawberry-flavored Frankenberry.
We'll make mine Booberry.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
Booberry.
Look for more Monster Record adventures in specially marked boxes of Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry cereals.
Geek on WGXC continues. We just heard Muse Music Box take on the iconic Tetris theme, before which was the General Mills Monster Cereal mascots as voiced by Jim Dukas, Bob McFadden and Paul Frees, and Monsters Go Disco. Now for that last piece of candy, here's the Dickies with Caligula. We'll be right back. That was Caligula by the Dickies. Now to share a nice treat that suddenly popped up on my feeds a few weeks ago, a new and long song from The Cure, here's End Song. That was The Cure's latest end song. Our final full set of the day is a mega mix starting off with a 12-inch house mix of Erasure's A Little Respect.
Oh. so extraordinary. Something's got a hold on me. I get this feeling I'm in motion. A certain sense of liberty. The chances are we've gone too far. You took my time and you took my money. Now I feel you've left me standing. And our world lies so demanding.
That mega mix started with a 12-inch house mix of Erasure's A Little Respect, sagging into Bring Me Idlewise by New Order, and concluding with a Pain remix of Depeche Mode's Strangelove. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks for a Thanksgiving serving of one-hitters as we finally start the 70s proper. Stay safe as we go out with Human Beat giving their Italo disco take on Paint It Black.